Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm so happy you're here. If you're a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business, then this is the perfect place for you. As a senior photographer with a business that's been up and running for over 12 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, the right mindset, and the right education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Because guess what? If I can do it, so can you, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. I'm super excited to have you join me for another episode. Today, I'm going to be sharing five things you can do in the slow season to prepare for the busy season. When it comes to high school senior photography, there isn't a whole lot of downtime. However, every now and then, you might experience yourself in a slower season. For some of you, that could be the winter time. For some of you, that could be after the yearbook deadline. Just depends on where you are and how your particular town and the high schools handle senior photos. For me, my downtime is generally December, January, February, and sometimes the first few weeks of March until it gets warm. And then I'm pretty much shooting until graduation time. And then I do have a little downtime during the summer because it's so hot here. Then it picks right back up again and goes until December. So wherever you are in the country and however your particular high schools handle your senior photos and yearbook photos will determine when your slower season is. But how do you typically approach your slower season? Do you have a checklist ready to go of things you've been itching to do and just didn't have time to do because you were shooting? Do you feel a little paralyzed with not knowing how to use the time best, or do you land somewhere in between? No matter how you've approached slow seasons in the past, these five tips will help you prepare for a productive slow season in the future so that you can further grow and strengthen your photography business. So let's dive right on in. Tip number one is to elevate your online presence. The first thing you can do when you have some downtime is work on elevating your photography business's online presence. Consider starting with an audit of your current website. Analyze the user experience. Put yourself in a parent or senior's shoes and go through your website. Is it easy to navigate? Is it informative? Do the pages load quickly or the photos load quickly? What's the mobile side look like? In today's digital age, an intuitive and visually appealing website is your virtual storefront. It's very important to have a great first impression for potential clients. It's true, color schemes, font choices, and navigation flow of your website can have a bigger impact than you might think. Offering your clients and potential clients a seamless website experience not only attracts visitors, but also keeps them engaged. High school seniors and their families are not just looking for a photographer. They're searching for someone who can capture their unique personalities and stories. And frankly, they're looking for someone they can trust and someone that they feel will be the best fit for them, someone they connect with. And your online presence should tell a story that resonates and connects with your target audience. Your downtime is a great time to audit your website, make sure it's easy to navigate, Make sure you have those call to action buttons and tell your visitor exactly what to do next in order to book you, and update those photos. Now, tip number two, strengthen your client relationships. Slower seasons are a great time to focus on strengthening your client relationships. You can begin by revisiting your past client interactions. Consider sending personalized emails expressing gratitude for their business. Take it one step further and send them a thank you card in the mail. You could also share memories from their sessions and highlight the unique aspects that made those moments special. Using the power of personalized gestures, such as a handwritten note or a small surprise gift, can go a long way in creating a memorable experience for your clients, even after their photo shoot. And don't forget, these personalized interactions with past clients can lead to referrals. For active clients, you can work on how you interact with them, give them an excellent experience, and leave a lasting impression. You can seek to understand their preferences, hobbies, personalities, so that you can tailor their photography experience to their individual taste. Getting to know your clients through genuine interactions will make your clients feel comfortable and valued. Once their session is complete and their photos are delivered, you'll want to focus on maintaining that long-term connection. Implement a strategic client follow-up plan. A follow-up plan can include touch points such as birthday messages, graduation messages, anything that your particular client is going through and celebrating. Make sure to celebrate it with them. These types of interactions can keep your name top of mind when they or their friends are in need of senior photos. And again, don't forget to revisit your clients and ask for a Google review or a testimonial that you can share on social so that future clients can see what it's like to work with you. Now, if you need more help marketing to seniors and getting booked for senior sessions, making four figures per senior session, and becoming the go-to senior photographer in your area, the Seniorology Semester is a six-month coaching program specifically designed for you. This program includes marketing to seniors and their parents, building websites that convert visitors into clients, pricing your work for profit, creating an amazing experience that seniors want to be a part of, and so much more. The Seniorology Semester is currently open for enrollment. If you're ready to take the senior side of your business to the next level, book senior clients on repeat and make four figures per session, the Seniorology Semester is for you. You can learn more about it by visiting www.seniorology.com/semester or clicking on the link in the show notes. Now, tip number three, expand your skill set. A slow season is such a good time to look into expanding your skill set. You might already have an idea of exactly where you want to start. Maybe you've been eyeing a particular photography course, or you're set on learning a new tool or method to help you grow in your skills. If you already have something in mind, a slow season is an excellent time to go for it. You have the time to dedicate to a course or a workshop or just learning a new skill because you're not as busy with the business of taking photos. However, if you don't know exactly where to start, you could also start with a self-assessment of your current skill set by identifying areas where you feel less confident or wish to explore further. Maybe there's a particular marketing tactic that you've never implemented in your business before and you know you want to. Let's say email marketing is something new to you. Well, learning how to do an email marketing campaign can be the perfect thing to learn during the slow season. Whether you're a seasoned photographer or a beginner, continuous learning keeps your work dynamic and your business competitive. Never stop learning is my motto. No matter what stage you are in this business, you can always learn something new. Now, tip number four is optimize your workflow. Efficiency might just be the unsung hero of a successful photography business. If you find yourself frequently wishing that you had time to take a step back and improve your systems or processes, a slow season is the perfect time to take advantage of the opportunity to do so. If you have something particular in mind, start there. But if not, you could start with a comprehensive review of your current workflow. Just like you do with your website, put yourself in your client's shoes and see what it's like to plan a photo session with you. Is it easy? Is it stress-free? Or are they left confused and not sure what to do next? Look at it truthfully. Sometimes that's hard to admit that maybe you could improve in certain areas, but in order to make your business the best it can be, you have to be truthful when you look at these things. From the moment a potential client reaches out to the delivery of their photos, prints, products, analyze each step and identify opportunities for improvement. Are you leaving your clients without needing to ask you any questions because you're prepping them so well, or are there a few things you could do a little better? Another way to improve processes is to focus internally on tasks such as file organization. When you have a well-organized digital workspace, you'll not only work more efficiently, but you'll improve your sanity. Staying on top of your digital assets can also lead to higher client satisfaction as well. Tip number 5 is marketing strategy overhaul. Last but not least, another great thing to consider during a slow season is a comprehensive marketing strategy overhaul. Have you considered your photography business's marketing plan in a while? Or are you finding yourself too consumed in the photography side of things to even think about the marketing? As we all know, marketing is an essential part of any business. And by giving ourselves time to improve and work on our marketing strategy, we are helping our business thrive in the long run. You can start by taking a look at your current marketing strategies. Ask yourself, what's working and what's not? From social media campaigns to email newsletters, evaluate the effectiveness of each channel. Or maybe there's a hole in your marketing plan where you could insert a new marketing tactic. Maybe there's something you've always wanted to try, but you didn't have time to actually plan it out. The slow season is perfect for that. It's also very important that you identify your target audience and continue staying up to date with what your target market is looking for when it comes to senior photography. Keep your marketing strategy up to date and effective by tailoring your efforts to reach them effectively. Staying consistent with your branding and your messaging across your business is a simple way to create a well-defined brand identity and contribute to your business's success. There you have it, guys. 5 things to do in the slow season to get ready for the busy season. Remember, evaluating your online presence, strengthening your client relationships, expanding your skill set, optimizing your workflow, and reviewing your marketing strategy are all things that you can do when you have a little extra time on your hands. Taking time to consider your processes and looking for opportunities to improve your business when you're in the slow season is something you will thank yourself for later when you're back to getting busy again. Thank you so much for listening in. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a single episode, and please share it with your photographer friends too. If you're looking to connect and market to seniors in your area more effectively, or you want advice on breaking out as an educator in the photography world, I would love to hear from you and help you any way I can. If you have questions, you can DM me on Instagram or email me at info@seniorology.com. If you like this episode, please let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and would love to hear from you too. You can leave a review or email me directly and let me know what other topics you would like to hear right here on the Seniorology Podcast. I'll be back next week with an all new episode. See you then. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.